In the busy street of Mali's capital city, Bamako, the immediate impact of the November 20th terrorist attack is to be found inside hotel reservation books, says Sidi Kaita, National Deputy Director of the Malian Office for Tourism and Hospitality.
We haven't lost hope. We know that right now there have been a lot of hotel booking cancellations and that a lot of public manifestations have been canceled. But we hope that very soon we'll see a return of peace and of foreign tourists.
Last June, a peace deal signed between Tuareg separatists and the Malian government raised hope of finally seeing the end of the tunnel after 3 years of crisis for the West African nation, but its implementation has proven challenging. The country remains also plagued with various jihadist groups committing acts of violence across the country. Two claim to be behind the recent attacks in Bamako. As for foreign tourists, they deserted Mali a long time ago, says arts and craft maker Modibo Nemaga, whose shop is located in a once popular tourist market.
Before, we had about 80 customers per week. Nowadays, we spend a month without seeing any white tourist.
This latest attack, the second one of the year in Bamako, threatens to drive the few remaining foreign investors farther away from the country as well. Moussa Ismaila Touré directs an agency in charge of promoting Mali to investors and says he's optimistic that this attack will not affect investments.
2014 was particularly slow. We had only a total of $65 million in investment intentions, but 2015 will be better, as we already are close to $160 million. That means there is a recovery. Maybe these latest events will slow us down a bit, but we hope it won't last.
In terms of economic growth, Mali is set to slow to 4.9% in 2015, according to the IMF, due to a weakened manufacturing output. Emilia Provio News in Bamako.